Around 2.4 million people registered to vote in Liberia elections in which incumbent President George Weah is seeking a second term. There was a huge turnout by Liberians nationwide, with some voters saying they arrived as early as 3 a.m. The process was peaceful, but there were many polling centers that witnessed delays in a slow pace that left many standing in the queue at the close of the process. The chairperson of the National Elections Commission, Devieta Brown-Lansana, told a press conference that 11 centers in Sano County did not get materials due to the bad road conditions, and Riverside County also had a delay with materials arriving late.
There are a couple of noteworthy challenges, specifically in the southeastern counties of Sano and Riverside. Due to the heavy downpour of rain for the past 5 days, the Planson River in Sino County, which is located on the outskirts of Greenville, overflowed its banks and crossed the main road leading to most of the centers in District 2 of Sino County. All efforts by the NEC staff to cross the river from both sides have proven futile so far. This has affected the conduct of polls in at least 11 precincts in District 2, Sino County. Due to the situation, the commission will extend the voting time in those areas.
The Election Coordination Committee, ECC, has released preliminary reports of the election from observers who were deployed. Oscar Blow is the executive director of the group.
ECC observers reported that voting generally commenced on time, 15 a.m. in 94% of the observed polling places. 4% of polling places opened with a slight delay between 8:15 and 10 a.m. However, 2% of polling places were still not open at 10 a.m. Opening delays and disturbances were mainly caused by logistical challenges and late delivery of voting materials.
Earlier Tuesday, VOA spoke to some voters before and after they cast their votes. Mara Vredia is a nurse who spoke after casting her ballot.
I just completed my voting process, and the process was very smooth. I did not even have to stay in the queue. I just came in, showed my ID, and then the pool staff took me in, and I went through the process successfully. Well, what I experienced is that in the booth, the place is dark. The lighting system there is very poor. So what I would suggest that maybe some next staff can come and bring, if they will bring even some lights, that will help other people that are not able to see the ballot so that they will be able to choose their candidate of choice.
First-time voter Sano Gray spoke to us before voting.
I came to vote this morning. I came early and waited for the people after the opening the gate. And I was standing at the first store where they had a notice up that from A to G, we enter. My last name is G. When I reached the area for me to enter, the people denied me. They said, because since the error on my voting card is showing, I shouldn't vote on that side, I should come to the other side. I came here, all people just shouting at me, and to be real, for my health condition, I can't see them. Other people are trying to talk to them. Other people are just doing anything. I'm begging them, but don't want to agree to me. I think I will just leave. God, I can't stay. I think I will just leave. I have 14.
George Weah, a former soccer star, was elected president 6 years ago after defeating former Vice President Joseph Boakai, his main challenger from the Unity Party. The opposition has criticized Weah for the poor performance of his main economic policy, also known as the Purple Agenda for Prosperity and Development, which Weah has said will lift Liberians out of poverty. On the other hand, Weah has asked Liberians to give him a second term to expand on infrastructure development and other programs. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.